I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is November 1st, 2014. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today, an article by Sean King, who writes for the Daily KOS, entitled 15 Questions for Officer Darren Wilson. Number 1. When your SUV pulled up alongside Mike Brown and Dorian Johnson as they were walking along Canfield Avenue, did you tell them to, quote, get the fuck on the sidewalk, end quote? Sean, they weren't walking along Canfield Drive. They were walking down the middle of it. Question number 2. When you pulled away from Brown and Johnson on Canfield Drive, why exactly did you decide to put your SUV in reverse to confront them again? Your chief says you did not know about the earlier convenience store incident where it is alleged Mike Brown stole some cigars. Sean, it wasn't just alleged that Brown stole cigars. It was caught on tape. Even the most biased of cause groupies don't dispute that point. Sean wrote, was it to express your anger that they didn't obey your earlier command to get the fuck on the sidewalk? Sean, instead of showing your bias by trying to suggest answers, why don't you wait until the facts come out and Wilson explains why? If you are this impatient in bed, Sean, your wife must spend her nights daydreaming about the Sparklets water guy. Question number 3. 4 eyewitnesses report seeing and hearing your tires screech as you violently put your SUV in reverse on Canfield Drive. Sean, violently put in reverse? You can't even write a sentence without your prejudice screaming in everyone's face. Sean added, nearly hitting Brown and Johnson. Sean, when people walk down the middle of the street against oncoming traffic, including police cars, they very likely will come close to getting hit. Sean asked, why did you reverse in such a reckless and provocative manner? Sean, how many times are you going to ask that question? Besides, didn't you already provide an answer that it was to express Wilson's anger over not being obeyed? Question 4. When you arrived back at where Brown and Johnson stood, if you did not know about the store incident, why exactly did you open your door to confront them? Did you intend to arrest them for jaywalking? Sean, look up the definition for jaywalking. You'll discover that your ignorance has embarrassed you once again. They weren't jaywalking. Question 5. Precisely how far away was your door from Brown and Johnson when you flung it open? Sean, how would you propose that investigators determine that distance, since it is doubtful that Wilson had time to measure it? Question 6. Did you believe Brown or Johnson were armed at any point during your confrontation? Sean, did any actions taken by Wilson indicate that he thought they were armed? If so, can you tell us what action that might have been? Question 7. Reports have surfaced that you told federal investigators that you were repeatedly punched and scratched by Brown through your SUV window. Why did you not see the medic who arrived on the crime scene? Sean, how do you know that Wilson didn't? He asked, why do no photos or videos or eyewitness reports from the scene have evidence of even a shadow of an injury, or you touching or favoring any injury? Sean, have you seen all the evidence, as your question would indicate? Have you seen any of the evidence? When did you leave Los Angeles and go into Ferguson to see it? Question 8. It's been reported that you claim that Brown went for or lunged for your gun. Was this when the gun was within inches of his face, before you fired 2 shots at him through your window and hit him with one? Sean, apparently while you were reviewing all that evidence while you were in Ferguson, you completely forgot to listen to the recording of the shots that were fired. They came in two bursts. The first consisted of at least four shots, and the second burst, a few seconds later, about five more. There was no burst of two shots, nor has it been verified that Brown was hit during the first burst. Perhaps you would be willing to share with those of us less fortunate your special evidence that proves Brown was hit in the first burst. Question 9. After you shot Brown through your window, he fled over 100 feet from your SUV. Sean, unless Brown, at almost 300 pounds, could outrun Usain Bolt, there is no way he got 100 feet away between the first burst of gunfire and the second. The math just doesn't work out for you. Sean asked, did you still feel threatened while you chased him down Canfield Drive with your gun drawn and firing? According to witnesses, at least six shots. Sean, finally, you should have put everything you have written up to this point in your toilet and flushed it. This is the part where Wilson will have a difficult time explaining his actions. If Wilson can convince the grand jury that Brown was advancing on him instead of surrendering, then he may be able to claim that he was in fear for his life. But the forensic evidence, combined with witness testimony, will have to be carefully weighed to determine what Brown was likely doing after he turned to face Wilson. For you, none of that matters. Your mind, as well as the minds of many riders at Cause, was made up a long time ago. Question 10. Six eyewitnesses saw you fire multiple shots at the back of Brown while he fled down Canfield Drive. Sean, many statements by those eyewitnesses have been contradicted by the evidence. This is one of those instances. The audio tape recorded two bursts. The first would have been the altercation while Wilson was trapped inside his patrol car. The second would have been the shots that struck Brown while he was facing Wilson. The evidence does not support the eyewitness claims. And for the record, Sean, that is quite common. It doesn't mean that the witnesses were necessarily lying. Studies have verified that witnesses under stress see events very differently, not only from each other, but from reality as well. Sean asked, was it your intention to arrest or kill him with those shots? Sean, now you're just embarrassing yourself. Reread the crap you just wrote. People as stupid as you shouldn't be allowed near keyboards. Question number 11. When you fired your eighth shot of the day, four eyewitnesses said they saw Brown's body jerk before he turned around to surrender to you. Well, Sean, the autopsy proved that it couldn't have been from any bullets. Maybe Brown got a cramp. Sean asked, did you believe you hit him again for the second time with your eighth shot? Sean, who gives a fuck? Damn, you asked the stupidest shit. Question 12. Six eyewitnesses say that they saw Brown turn around and physically and verbally surrender to you. How did you interpret those actions? Sean, you are accepting the eyewitness testimony, which has already proven to be quite flawed. Question number 13. Before you fire the two fatal shots into Brown's eye and the crown of his head as he was falling down, you had shot him a total of four times already. Did you still believe him to be a threat to you at that point? Sean, if you ever do get to listen to the tape of the shots, you will hear that both bursts were just that, bursts. There was no time between individual shots for thinking. So your question is as pig-ass stupid as the rest of your questions. Number 14. No record exists of you ever radioing in for backup or support at any time. Sean, and when do you figure that Wilson had the time and freedom of movement to do that? Sean asks, did you use your cell phone to call for backup? Who else did you call and why? Jesus, Sean, is a little kid writing this for you? And number 15, who first told you not to create a report after you shot and killed Brown? And what reason did they give you for such a request? Sean, Wilson is not a sergeant. It is a sergeant or higher who makes those decisions. Wilson, as an officer, follows those orders. Damn, dude. You are dumber than dog shit. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story. Florida lizards evolve rapidly. Within 15 years and only 20 generations. Scientists working on islands in Florida have documented the rapid evolution of a native lizard species in as little as 15 years as a result of pressure from an invading lizard species from Cuba. After contact with the invasive species, the native lizards began perching higher in trees, and generation after generation, their feet evolved to become better at gripping the thinner, smoother branches found higher up. The change occurred at an astonishing pace. Within a few months, native lizards had begun shifting to higher perches, and over the course of 15 years and 20 generations, their toe pads had become larger, with more sticky scales on their feet. The native lizards, known as Carolina anoles, or green anoles, are common in the southeastern United States. The invasive species, Cuban anoles, or brown anoles, are native to Cuba and the Bahamas. Brown anoles first appeared in South Florida in the 1950s, possibly as stowaways in agricultural shipments from Cuba, and have since spread across the southeastern United States and have even jumped to Hawaii. This latest study is one of only a few well-documented examples of what evolutionary biologists call character displacement, in which similar species competing with each other evolve differences to take advantage of different ecological niches. A classic example comes from the finches studied by Charles Darwin. Two species of finch in the Galapagos Islands diverged in beak shape as they adapted to different food sources. The researchers speculate that the competition between brown and green anoles for the same food and space may be driving the adaptations of the green anoles. They also noted that the adults of both species are known to eat the hatchlings of the other. So if you're a hatchling, you need to move up into the trees quickly or you'll get eaten. Maybe if you have bigger toe pads, you'll do that better than if you don't. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today we have an anonymous quote. Dear God, somewhere in Africa right now, an innocent child is dying in agonizing pain, terrified and alone, from a disease you wisely and mercifully inflicted. Thank you for not doing that to any of us, but instead blessed us with more food than we can even eat, along with the medical care to deal with the consequences of our gluttonous excess. Amen.
Are you ready, Bruce? Start walking.